Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, some people assume longer sermons take more time to prepare than shorter ones. Do you agree?
Dean, when I was first starting in radio and the 15-minute daily program, you had about 12 minutes to do the message, and then the rest of the program was with theme and introduction and close and all that. It was hard to write a 12-minute message because you could only say precisely what you wanted to say, and anything extraneous, you couldn't really get it in there. So I found I was working longer on preparing the 12-minute ones than I had worked on 25, 30-minute ones for sermons in church. So you can use a lot of filler when you have longer time to talk, whereas when you have to reduce it to a shorter time, it's hard. So I'm not sure I would agree. I would say shorter ones probably take me longer to work on the longer ones.
How long did ministers preach when you were growing up?
They preached interminably. I have many memories of being raised in church, for which I'm grateful, but I also have many memories of thinking, is this guy ever going to stop talking, you know? So I think that probably when I was growing up, and I'll ask you the same question, probably they preached about 45 minutes, and I know my dad said if they preached 50 minutes or an hour, that was really long as far as he was concerned, but people were used to a much longer sermon.
Do you think those same preachers could have held people's attention for that long today?
No, I think there would be great complaints. It's just a whole different day. You didn't answer my question, though. How long did they preach when you were growing up?
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that. Yeah, I would say probably more than a half hour. 35, 40 minutes would be typical, yes.
Yeah, it would be typical. And it would be hard to hold people for that long today. It would take an exceptional preacher. I'm not sure I could do that, and I'm not sure I would want to try, okay?
Meaning preach long, that long?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We are living in the age of the sound bite, and mm-hmm. therefore people's attention span seems to be quite short.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or at least shorter than I recall growing up. So that would make sense that mm-hmm. To consistently preach a long sermon would be difficult.
There are ministers who preach this long. I met with a group of preachers in another state just recently, and this topic came up, which is one reason maybe we're talking about it. But I asked the one pastor I was speaking with, I said, how long do you preach? He said, usually about 45 minutes. And I said, do your people like it when you talk that long? Oh, yeah, they really like it. I'm not sure he had a good reading on his people.
Yeah, there's a national preacher who I've listened to on the internet a few times, and it seems as if he's a very prominent individual. It seems like his sermons are quite long, 45 minutes. The longest that I've ever heard him preach was one particular Sunday where his sermon went an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a long time.
Which was a very long time, and he had many scripture passages, and he's also an individual that in the bulletin gives his parishioners an outline, mm-hmm. and he uses a technique that in adult education we've learned is deadly, and that is it's a fill-in-the-blanks kind of mm-hmm. an outline. And mm-hmm. then up on the...
It's deadly and that people don't track with it that much.
Yeah, it's not an effective way of keeping people's attention. Mm-hmm. And but they use that at that church every Sunday, and they project up on the screen the answers filled in and so mm-hmm. forth. But I thought an hour and 15 was really long.
Yeah, that I agree.
Now, we talked about when we were both growing up. When you were in your 30s, how long did you preach?
That's really a nasty question, because probably people would say interminably. At least my wife would. I think that usually I preached probably 30, 35 minutes. And I'm quite sure that's accurate, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about today? When you're preaching today, how long do you preach?
Well, this will sound strange, but I would preach probably about 20 to 25 minutes, mm-hmm. Sometimes shorter. It depends on what the setting is, but if... I would say 20 to 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you think most preachers can tell whether or not people are still tracking with them?
No, I don't think they can. I've listened to many people, and at a certain point, my mind stops tracking with him as you're saying the words, and I don't think he's aware that, you know, I'm thinking about something else totally, and I bet I'm not unusual. I bet most of the people in the congregation are thinking about something else.
Having sat in settings where you've preached, and also having sat across from you in the studio when you were recording radio broadcasts, I always had the impression that you had a keen awareness of where your listeners might be. So how can you tell when you're preaching whether the people are tracking with you?
I usually can tell. People get restless, and I can tell when they're getting restless, but I have now a sure proof way of knowing is called grandchildren. The last time I preached where one of my grandchildren came, Elias was about 10. And at a certain point, I characteristically will say, "Are you still tracking with me? I want to make sure you're tracking with me." And I heard this little voice in about the third row say, "No, I'm starting to fade out a little now." Then everybody laughed because you could hear him at least four or five rows around. But he had been very attentive, but he had had enough by now. So if I want to know, I'll just bring Elias with me.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. Do you think congregations will complain more if a preacher goes too long or too short?
I know the answer to that. Well, if he goes too short, they'll complain, the way you've used the words, I guess. And if he goes too long or she goes too long, people will complain as well. But they'll complain more about length than they will about brevity. Mm-hmm. So my feeling is, you know, if you preach like 4 minutes, they probably would say, this guy hasn't been putting in his homework, mm-hmm. but which would be too short. But I think length is still the problem, and I think that ministers have this feeling that I really have to earn my money by going longer rather than shorter. And that's a false premise in my mind.
Yeah, more effective communication would be better than a long, involved, mm-hmm. a convoluted sermon. Mm-hmm. So what sermon length would you recommend to pastors today?
Well, I guess I would ask before answering that, do you think anybody will pay any attention to what I say, even if I give an answer?
Well, I think probably there will be some that will, and particularly in this podcast, we've been rather straightforward in what we're saying. We've only talked a relatively few minutes, so hopefully everybody's still tracking with us. Okay. Whether they'll take the advice to heart, that's another story.
Okay. Well, I would say, Dean, that I would say I'm a relatively interesting speaker. I have not had people be bored when I'm speaking, mm-hmm. so I don't denigrate my ability to speak. And I think if I had to, I could keep people's attention if you give me something I'm passionate about for a long period of time. But if you ask me what I think is my, when I'm at my max, how long am I going to speak? I would say, give me between 15 and 25 minutes. If I go longer than 25, I'm beginning to push it too far. Mm-hmm. That's in today's context.
Yes.
And if I go shorter than 15, probably they would wish I did more. So and that's usually what I speak now. I say, you know, how much time do you want? And I say, give me, you know, 15, 25 minutes. Is that okay? And they say, oh, you can go longer. I say, no, that's as long as I want to go. And if I can say everything I want to say in 15 minutes, I will stop then. And quite often now people will say to me, I wish you'd talk longer. But I'd rather have them say that than I wish you had stopped sooner than you did.
Yeah, an observation that I've made is that the more well-coordinated every element of the worship service is, the less the pastor needs to preach to be effective.
I'm wanting to clap when you say that. I've never heard anybody say that, and that's an absolutely wonderful observation. So keep going.
Well, we a church where I was on staff for a while, we worked very, very hard at coordinating every single element mm-hmm. of the service in to match the preaching theme that the pastor had selected for mm-hmm. that particular Sunday. And he was an individual who worked very far ahead. In fact, he would plan an entire year of sermons in advance. Mm-hmm. including a key statement, a sermon in a sentence, if you will, all of the scriptures related to the sermon and also related to the normal scripture reading. And this was a church that was a bit more liturgical. So we typically had an Old Testament reading and at least one New Testament reading, sometimes two New Testament readings. In addition to that, he would write two or three study questions based on what he was going to preach on. So and also chose a theme for that particular week. So with those elements well in hand, all of the staff people that contributed to the service could plan very well. And then the group met together 2 weeks ahead of each sermon and coordinated all that effort. So the service was very tightly coordinated around the theme, but it was also very tightly coordinated from in a time standpoint. That was part of my responsibility, was making sure that the amount of time that each of the elements would take would be would fit into the time frame that we had chosen. And we were shooting every week for the postlude to begin exactly 60 minutes after the service had started. Now, this will sound very strange to some of the pastors listening to us. Even though we were not televised, we used that model as a goal, as if we were televising a 60-minute church service where all of the folks watching had all of the elements of the service available to them within that 60-minute time slot. And it took a lot of work. It took a lot of hard work, but our services were very, very effective because people went away feeling that they had worshiped and they had been fed and they had had an adequate time to sense fellowship with the other believers that were present. The key, though, was the coordination. And then the pastor was able to preach, on average, about 18 minutes.
That's wonderful.
And it was very effective. You never felt tired or bored or when is he going to finish? And some of the tendencies that pastors have to close and then keep preaching and close again and keep preaching and close again, that didn't happen because he learned to bring his sermon on an arc, almost a dramatic arc where there was a lead up and then a high point and then a recession down, and always giving people something to respond to, but finishing, leaving them wanting more, which is what you just said.
Yeah.
When people say to you, I wish you would have talked longer. Mm-hmm. Well, that's leaving them wanting more.
Yes.
That is particularly effective when you're the preacher that's going to preach this Sunday and next Sunday and the next Sunday and the next Sunday.
I think people at least have listened to us and will consider what we're saying.
Indeed. Let's hope that's true. And we certainly are glad that you've been here with us for this podcast. We invite you to visit our website, sermoncoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We have resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. And we invite you to come back and join us when we meet again for another podcast.